many stores, 2-3 there. Very limited to just go around looking. They all hopefully the dentist. In those days would have been inexpensive. Mm-hmm. Even then we didn't buy.
When you went to America though, did you buy any souvenirs?
I didn't buy anything. Did you buy anything? No.
Which parts did you go to?
What did you buy? No, we didn't go to shops.
You didn't have a chance?
No. We were at the center. Mm-hmm. Baba took us to this in the evening, what is called the ground, the amusement park. Mm-hmm. We had our car, we were sitting in the car, we didn't have to get down. We would have liked to get down and be sitting in something that we meant like this. But we didn't ask Baba, because Baba was just so, we didn't. So we just were far and mad, the people sitting there, while our mouths were watering too. And that all funny things happened. So there are many other things. There was some other railway, what do you call mountain railway, this and that, many things were from far. We just, from our car, just spent the evening looking at it. The lights came on, but we go home, all right. From had a lunch, everybody had dinner, supper, and then, like that. And then Marcus had a bright idea. He wanted to show us drive-in cinema.
Mm-hmm.
She said, Baba, you don't like to go to cinema, but it's true. But this is very nice to make something new for the girls to see, you know, as a drive-in call. You go into the car, you have to get out, you sit in a car and they put the receiver, but not for the speaker. Mm-hmm. And then you sit in your car, you just see that.
Yeah,
and we are very clear, very, very clear now. Mm-hmm. Because I did that. But before the film ended, we had to go away. The cinema was not next. Something. What do you call it? What scene?
In New York City?
No, in Monte Beach.
No,
New York City when we lived at Scarsdale. Because it was Baba, and then we went to South Carolina. In this house, you know, friend's private house, bed and all that. It was so beautifully made that Elizabeth's father, that's Elizabeth's mother being elderly rather, so his father was so sensible to have a little elevator in her bedroom. Mm-hmm. Tiny elevator, that did this much. Mm-hmm. First 6 years, did this much. And then the wall, that is much. There's a button to go down to the dining room, there's a button, I don't want to go down to the cellar, I don't go down to the
garage.
As if the house and the room was made for Baba. So when Baba got a big mansion, you know, after about one month and some 2-3 weeks over, Baba, and then Baba was leg and half the car so that she could move me like that, because the fracture was here. So then Monday, and then what happened was we all the time in the house. We never even went in the garden or anywhere or near the seaside. Anyway, once they want me to see the places that they didn't at the water. Anyway, that was the only thing. And from the garden, bushes that hide, yupon bushes, yupon I think they call it. Mm-hmm. And so that was very nice little, what do you call this flag stone, that this kind of steps were made such a way. Going to the beach, mm-hmm. And when the beach came, there was no. Then you can walk in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
Then the beach is very near the house, mm-hmm. Very near. And that's what we saw one day in the compound, and then we got in the house and okay, came out. Mm-hmm. So when we were all the time inside the house, not going anywhere, so Baba, how Baba knew about it, nobody even thought about it. But Baba one day said, look up in the paper, is there anything new to see? There's no Baba, there were new films, no films, anything. I see, how Baba knew. So when they looked up in the paper, I don't know, Kitty, whoever, they said, yeah, Baba, there's a what do you call it, a horse show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Baba said, hey, good. Man, I love his horse show. We like to see it also. So Baba made arrangements, for the car and all that, and then Baba was dressed in a nice coat and all that. Baba seen that small elevator,
mm-hmm.
And Baba came down. One person can stand in the back, that mm-hmm. Space there was, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. That's what I'm saying, how nice Elizabeth's father got the idea to make this room have an elevator in one corner, mm-hmm. Just one corner there.
Did he make it for himself or for
her? His wife.
Oh, his wife.
Why? Because it was her bedroom facing the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And so she can come down to the dining room and she doesn't mm-hmm. have to climb up and down the steps.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. No, it came useful for Baba.
Yeah. And what did you get to the whole show?
What?
Did you get to go to the whole show?
Oh, yes. Do it three times.
When you went to, didn't you go to Ida Deuce's apartment? Did you get to walk around New York City?
Yeah. Why did you walk around the city? Our car was supposed to park somewhere near, but was not allowed to, so our car had to go another street, and there was a parking place there, so we went all along the street and to the car, and then we bought the car. But before that, Charmin had to buy something, go to this. I didn't watch it. In one shop, she took us. What it was, I still don't remember. She took that because we came out of the shop, and then the car, we came out. In New York, nearly everything we went. One, because I was hurt here, Baba was very, what do you call it?
Concerned.
So he would say, tell Baba, take me to the eye doctor. I said, well, nothing there, but there was something in the eye. What it was, that hit here was, in the middle was not right. It should have been on the side somewhere, it was okay. Mm-hmm. The middle part, all the nerves are here, mm-hmm. and the sensory nerves that you smell, that, and the teeth, all these nerves are supplying. Mm-hmm. So it was a very serious spot that Baba saved me, you know. For months, I felt this front teeth like this.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel it, so lifeless it is. So I was like, Baba, what is it? I was afraid that my front teeth would come off about it. I said, don't worry, nothing happened, it'll be okay. I said, I'm not worrying, I'm just thinking. Then, but the sensory nerve was damaged, so I didn't smell anything. Not the nice flavor of the flowers, not nice fried omelette, nothing. Just I find it hot, and that's why I like my food hot. Then I feel to eat, otherwise if you have flavor, then you feel nice aroma of food and feel hungry. But I don't know that. That's given to Baba Namai. Yeah, even if I have scent perfume, I apply on Baba here, there, and below, and photo, and all. I don't know if it's what perfume it is. I just see that there were lavender, very good. If you put lavender, I don't even know what lavender smells like, you know.
You still got half.
Never mind. You know what that means? Both gay, thori gay.
Everything left, a little strength.
No, both gay. Much has gone, and it is left. Mm. I mean, many years have gone, and a few years, why do you want to smell the food?
No, you have a long year.
How many? 52. What is it? 72. 52, 62, 72. 20 years. And how many more? 28. Smelling the food, anything that we could what is it? We could put up with it. So now, some more years. Never mind. So that's that. What I was saying was,
Father took you every day to New York City.
Baba didn't give you a Baba. He was dead all the time. He had money with him.
Mm.
And so we women would go out on the car. Charmin used to drive the car for us and take us. This is what I want to say. You said, did you go to see places that I tell you what place.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we went to this doctor, that doctor, and just doctors we visited. We were so tired of seeing doctors, you know, hospital people, clinic, whatever, I don't know. And eye doctor, and we did. You know, this is what I'm saying was the muscles of the eyes where I knew the governor was or something, they were affected such a way that I could not lift eyelids. I could not. So I had to do this, I had to see something. But Baba said, no, don't worry. But your eyes will open, the muscles are that affected or something. Then one day after some days, one eye opened. I said, Baba, one eye is open. So I was on near Baba's bed, you know, what do you call it? Enter Baba's bed, massaging his feet. Here. So then the next day, the other eye opened. Oh, it's fine, two eyes open. Something new happened to me. And the next thing, both your eyes and then we went to the eye doctor, and took a very dark room, and covered it all the time with me, put something here, and I don't know what to do. Just nothing. Anyway, what did he saw? Anyway, he had to pay the money. Everything was expensive, very expensive. All that. And then what did the doctor do? Something x-ray all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Once x-ray, no, another x-ray. But the concussion was here, but why did x-ray the whole head? I don't know. Anyway, they wanted to charge you,
That's
how they do it.
Still the same thing today. Worse, yes.
But it's too expensive to be in, no?
Yeah. Sometimes, you have an amputation, they take the wrong leg off.
But didn't they put a colored ribbon there? Yeah, now if there has to be evidence, put a red ribbon on it, red tape or something, do something. But it happened to Baba's father, you know. Yeah. Baba's father, a tooth, a good molar. Mm-hmm. One molar was not firm. I had to be taken off. Very painful. Mm. So he showed the doctor which molar is it. Yes, of course, doctor saw it. And then he pulled out a good molar and the bad one stayed there. So he lost two teeth in one day. Poor thing, he said, that's how God must have wanted it. So he left it to God's wish. Mm. How bad he would have felt because all this eating method, chewing your food, be difficulty with the children. Poor thing, this happened to them.
Too much. To lose a good leg.
Yeah, good leg and a good tooth, all that is very serious for a man because you need all that. And then.
It happened. It's plasma
and
Miami.
Huh? Oh, awful. What a shame.
They do.
But if the doctor was clever and learned and so highly educated, he must know to put a sign on the foot, a red mark, or some stuff to do. And now all the Harijan, the untouchables, are getting the medical seat first. What's left of the other? And then all the time, ice water leaks from the mountains, the ice water leaks through the river. That's so clear, cold water. Mm-hmm. Very beautiful. You can think it like this, you know. Mm-hmm. But ice water, it has no iodine in it, but no iodine. Mm-hmm. So in Kulu, there were young girls and women, you know, just, you know, they're not very many, you see, they're just a few one year there. So pretty, nice, fair skin. He said, oh, lovely, this girl is saying, came nearer. When he came nearer, what is she? A big goiter here. The poor girl, her face, what she looked from far. Did you see all this? It was a real pity that we felt so bad for them. After 30 years, they get this goiter here. Every woman has this goiter, men and women, because there's no iodine in the water. So, and the government is not doing anything to come and put iodine there. Yeah. Because they don't have tanks, they live on the side of the mountains. Mm-hmm. They don't put a tank in. They just gather this water from the river, rivulet, ice water, drink that, everything. So one time we were like that, walking with Baba, you know, lovely forest of pine, you know, the Christmas trees and all that pine, lovely, big forest that we can walk with. But before reaching there, we were going and there was a nice house in the forest. The house is such a way made. The downstairs is just a stable for your cattle.
Yes.
And on the top, then you're where you live. Yes, very nice it is. And so that was there. Then the space there near the roadside, and then there were two women and two, three men, and so they're passing by. So this woman came up to Baba, you know. Not very young girl, but she was not very old, but she's late maybe. She came with Baba, and she didn't know the language, but she showed her quite a bit to Baba. There was some medicine that she took. Baba also, I think we also felt very bad for her. Baba said, tell her to come to our house. Tell her to wait here when we're coming back from work, then to follow us and come. So then we just take her at home, and then Baba got two lovely big bottles, you know. And then finished with water and certain drops of iodine perfect. We knew how much to give him, you know. And then Dr. Johnson was there, but Baba was doing the whole thing, and then put the pork on, told the woman to take this and drink it. Now, maybe that must have helped her, but how many days again they are in the same water? Mm-hmm. This was a very good little living there, but all with this month idea, once idea, something both sides. Look at the bird. Looks as if somebody's merging. I hate the bird doing that, you know? Yeah. It seems so innocent. What's happening to the bird?
There's so many birds in the ground, man.
And also in the morning, what time it was? Morning it was. We were off in stars before auntie. I had money there in Baba's room. It's such pretty songs they were singing.
Yeah.
I said, money, can you hear this one you sing? They listen so sweetly and so beautifully, and they're doing singing. And I said, we hear birds, song in here in Mehrazad. But in Pune and other cities, you hear there's a motor car and offers and machines and all this. So it's hard on the ears.
Yesterday in the morning.
And animals also talk about it. Once they asked me how many birds, as long as they live in the compound here, there's a lot of dads and miners, the salamanders, the tailor birds, the robins, the bulbuls, and the doves as well. The doves, I like them very much. I think they walk like this. You know, I can make them run. Water came in her shop, was also washed away. The water was so much so that it came from over more than a mile away, or mile away, 2, 3, 4, 5 miles. I don't know how, it's very far away.
It's hard to imagine.
What is it called?
I know what you mean, that dam.
The main lake is called Kharakvachala. Kharakvachala is the main dam, you may call it. Yes, it's a very huge and lovely lake. So much water that this, that the, you know, as Baba, we go and see. Baba said, yes, and we went to see. It was very serious. All these houses that were nicely painted, you know, like all mud. Muddy waters had come, you know, it was not pure clean waters. They were all swirling water. So all, many houses, all stains of mud, so high up, damp, and they look so dreary and damp, and it was not nice. And then the next day or 3 days, 2 days after that, right when we went to us, people to whom it belonged, the downstairs thing, they all bring out their ordinary beds out, you know, and putting on the mattresses, all wet, and blankets, all this, there's photos, everything to dry outside. It's such a sight, it was, you know, not just one or two houses, everywhere. It was terrific, it was terrific. And many got drowned. Women, some women and men, yeah, some women, all of a sudden the waters came, they were dragged away. But then we were told about that this is, what do you call it, that this has happened, and the waters in the Bun Garden is worth seeing, come along and all that, you know, because the sea was from somewhere. So, oh my, Bun Garden River is full. So we always wanted to see this, because we've always heard about Bun Garden River being full, and they were. And the bridge, you know, Bun Garden Bridge, that nice bridge, stone bridge that the British had built. Just a quarter inch, maybe, or half an inch, from overflowing over the bridge. Over the bridge, can you imagine how deep it is? How much water must be that it came from so far, drowning half of that Pune side, and yet here it was flowing like waves of the sea. Just saw it. So I was feeling giddy when I saw myself. My water side was, water up and down with force, with such force flowing away. It was just about to touch over the bridge, but it was saved by quarter inch, half inch, I don't know. And the policemen were standing at the bridge because there were so many buses, so many cars always, they crossed the bridge. But policemen were that side of the bridge. Policemen at this side of the bridge, and they guided the, what do you call it, the traffic, one by one, because they want to, a bus want to go, and the little car also wants to go, and like every time they want to do that, no. Pedestrians were stopped, and then just one bus, when the bus reached here, then he signed that person, now, yes, green flag, and so that, another, one by one, because they didn't want this bridge to break, because there was already, the water was hitting the bridge. You have no idea how it stood that day. Are you going for?
I'd like to catch the bus now.
Ma, you come. Oh, true.
I have to. Yeah, and then I have to rush back.
Okay, and then you take her home.
Yeah, I take her home. And...
It's such a coincidence.
The file
was there.
Yes. So why this is. Nice part about it, that every time, 1st of July, or even a little bit before July, we would start for Nagar here. But that time Baba said, no, we stay on. Before the floods, nobody knew about floods. But Baba said, we stay on for a little bit longer. Yes, I'll be like, fine. It will be nicely there.
Jai Bala. I just have to say hello and goodbye. Because I'm going on a bus with Jai Bala. I've been...
Where's Vinny's and Lynn? You know where they are?
I think they're off in the bus.
11 days more for my birthday, I think.
But this year they're going to celebrate on
the
22nd. That is first, 21st.
So what day of the week
is it? 21st is Sunday. 22nd is Monday. So many people in Bombay, they can't come with their children. So we made it this way. Convenient for them. And Baba is always practical. Like it that way.
Yeah.
Last year was Friday.
Last year, Friday, that's why we celebrate on Saturday or something like that.
That's cool.
Yeah. You can keep dodging. No, this is a nice time to play.
Okay. I think this is where we were last time. I have to listen just a second.
Where did the sound come better? That's way this way. Sound.
Oh, I think either way it's fine.
It sounds either way.
It comes through this. Namas.
It comes through that also.
No, only through this.
I turn front it comes.
No.
I don't recognize her voice. As serious, and Parvatigar also comes, and you know, you have to know the language. If I tell you, maybe you won't get the funny part of it because you don't know the word. No, it's Gujarati. How can it be Hindi? It's Gujarati from the Gujarati school. So it says sabu, sabu, sabu. Sabu means. Patience. Sabu, 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 sabu is reward you will get. Parvatigani Hajur, Parvatigar, God will give your patience, reward your patience. Sabu, nabadlo, sabu, Parvatigani Hajur. Hajur means yet, still, wait, at last. So Baba says what? You won't believe it. Baba can say it because he can't. Baba says, what? Parvatiga, Jew means rice, you know? What do you think? Parvatiga has rice in his head? No, Baba, not like that. It's a Jew. But you said Jew. No, I said Hajur. And it's such fun. Baba wants to make fun here and tease Maghavi. This is what I'm saying. The song was left aside here with Maghavi and Baba arguing.
Was that here, right here? No.
In New Lifetime, Belgium. That field that I told you that was given to Baba and the rooms are built. Did I tell you? Yeah. And there was one nice, what do you call it? Well, very, very, very deep well, but it had water, so it was nice to stay on that property with the water. That the Mandali had to come and draw the water, so the Mandali all came, drawing the water. Not the Nilu didn't like do these kind of things, you know. Too much strain and stress and work and hard and all this. He was not used to it. And studying as a doctor and all that, reading books and whatnot. He had never done this. And poor man had to do some bit of it, or I don't know, whatever. I didn't see. But this thing I know that the thing was, what do you call this, tin boxes, kerosene boxes with handles. We always have, because the thing itself is light. Only the water's weight is there. Otherwise the pails are itself heavy as well. Round, it's very difficult to hold because the handles also hurt the hand. But this had wooden handles, right. That you've seen it. So these were filled by, let's say, alabao, somebody filling water, filling. And then many others, not just alabao, many other anyway, whoever they were, I didn't see. The thing was there, filled. So Dr. Nilu was standing there. They all waited for Dr. Nilu to pick it up. He's not going to pick it up, he can't. So he says, Araba, and Araba is looking at him. Come on, lift it. Araba is looking at his feet. Lift it, and he can't get angry now because Baba said not to get angry and not to speak. What do you call upset in an angry way? What do you call it? Sort of scolding words. Lift it, for God's sake. You'd like to say something. What are you looking at? You want to say something? You know, he not remember his orders. So he would say, Araba. Lift it, come on. And that's fun. And it is very, very funny. I can't do the acting. But I mean, the mimicking, but it was very funny. Mani heard it. Mani laughed. Yeah, Dr. Nilu and Aloba waiting for each other to lift it out. But poor doctor, he can't do it. So Aloba should be doing it. So at last, he was so upset. He said, Aloba, please lift it, come on. It was fine that time, but I can't sing it. It was very funny because they're both waiting for each other that you first lift it and I lift it. It was too heavy for a doctor. You can't do these kind of things. Anyway, Aloba was younger that those days, so he could do it. And so they filled a big tub, you know, big tub like that in the compound. And that time, even in the kitchen, they quickly filled up the tub. And the tub, we can go and wash the rice and all. That's one place where you could use water, you know, everything. Washing floor and whatever, everything under that tap. So they had to fill that huge tub. Nice big tub Baba had I've sent for, and the chapter means that that we convene. Otherwise, everything was like loose sand, not loose sand, loose earth of, what do you call it? Field, like a field. Yeah, that was so, when it had rained, it was all sticky and all that. It's complicated like that. You keep your feet, clean your sandals to come inside the room. And well, you just pulled through it the first one or 2 days rain, and didn't rain. Stopped with October, it shouldn't be raining. But 16th, when we start from here, it did rain. And then it stopped raining when we were driving to Amarnagar station. Then we went, what do you call it, crossing the railway line, and the Mandali from Hyderabad, all waiting, they'd come in the bus or something, van, and they all got down, waiting for Baba, and then Baba and our car came along, we got down, Baba said, no, we must walk, so we started walking, Baba leading the way, and we women, and then the Mandali at the back, so a little bit further away, but they were. But we walked, I don't know how many minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, I don't know how long we walked, but the rain started coming again. Baba said, no one must get wet. Come on, go inside. Nobody must get a cold and fever. What is that? All must keep well, so not to get wet. So now, never get into your carriage. So everybody rushed for their carriages. It was good, it was coming behind us, you know. And they saw it was cloudy and, you know, misty. It's going to rain, but it was not raining, but it'll rain just now. It'll rain any minute. It looked like that. The Baba wanted us to walk, to start with walking, and then it is all right to get in the car, as long as you start from Amarnagar walking. So we walked for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, that I don't know. Anyway, we got in the car, we were very happy. And then we reached a super. Super is a small little place, a nice dark bungalow there. Very convenient there. We stayed there for 2 days. And the Mandali was an outhouse and a garage and all that, which was not cold, it was not chilly and cold. It was nice. It was not warm also, but it was pleasant. So that, the bedding and all that. Anyway, this little house had a dining room. The dining room had a nice dining table on it, and on that we put Baba's bedding. Because this room had maybe a bed or two, and this ordinary bed, something. And one or two of us lay on the floor, one or two on the bed, somehow we just, and so on. It was a nice, quiet place. So Baba gave us a little, not to rest, but to gather ourselves, maybe. And yeah, not 2 days or 1 day, maybe. I thought it was 2 days. Anyway, then we started next morning, had to all get up early, and remember there was no electric light, hurricane light, I think so. And then anyway, two lights were in the room, and one brush our teeth, bring it back and forth, and we had to do our bedding, also this, also that. Made a little teapot there, we put Baba's tea things, you know, cups and saucers, that had to be aluminum, not glass, nothing, china, no weight, and nothing must break, because Baba said nothing will bought. So it's good. Elizabeth had brought enamel things. Enamel, not aluminum. Yes. Enamel. It's very good cups. Lovely big cups with sauce and all that. So we use that. And very convenient. And so there we had breakfast and all that. By the time it was maybe, it was nearly 6 o'clock and quarter to six. And we started with the sun had not risen, but the crack of dawn was night, maybe half past five. I don't remember how exactly, but it was very early. And it was all that, it's quiet, nobody on the road, and all that. Then Baba gave the Mandali the sign, clapped and said that we started and they must go first. So they went out of the gate. Then we and Baba started. We girls followed first with Baba. Mm-hmm. Then they all walked. Baba signed that go further. Then they walked far. And then we walking behind with Baba. The sun had not risen, so Baba was walking with us. And when the sun rose and a nice sunshine, then Baba told a girl to whistle because they were a bit further away. Ali was singing loudly a Kavali song. Baba always loved Kavali songs, so he sang. Then whistle, and then told them to wait. Baba's coming. So Baba walked fast up to where they were, and Baba told them we can start walking when he's joined the Mandali. And then they started walking, and we also started walking. We four girls nicely on the road, you know, laughing and talking and all that. And after walking quite a mile or so, Gavis' new footwear was hurting her, and she got very angry. She took them off and threw them up. I said, don't do that, no, they give me blisters. I don't want, I have to walk. I never mind, bare feet, I'll walk. I said, no, but Baba, how to take my shoes? Everyone said, I brought an extra pair. And so we all did that, you know, on the road. And there was one of them, because being sunshine now, the sun has risen, so there would be, what do you call them, farmers' wives going, you know. And then all looked at us and said, You had always went in cars, you know, because our kind of people never travel or walk there, you know. So they said, why are you walking today? You always go in motor cars and all that. What's happening? Why are you walking today? Not in the car. So we said, no, we have to do a walking tour, you know. And we had to say something, and I don't know what money told them. But then, so on. So everyone looked at me and said, very puzzled, what are we doing? Where are we going, these four girls? Money, huh?
At the beginning, you were wearing
saris? No, we were not wearing saris. No, we were slacks and shirt and all that. Saris, Baba, this is start of new life, but how do you say? Not seriously means we really started from Banaras, that is Sarnath. Outside Banaras, maybe 5 miles, there's Sarnath. And Sarnath is the place where, outside Sarnath again, there's Gautam Buddha's stupa and temple, you may call it. It's not temple. It's a very lovely, huge room, very beautiful, huge room, tall ceiling, and big, broad, and oblong, big, tall rooms, very beautiful basement, huge walls, and life-size Buddha's painting, a very first stage, how he was under the, what tree is it? Boat tree. I forget the name. Anyway, there, and then how, then this woman who brought, was going to make puja. Puja means worship. That day, one woman, after how long, in a year they have to do this puja. She had come to this place, means this forest, to find a tree. And then she found Gautam Buddha, and I think she fed him something, the story. Gautam Buddha, by that time, he was on fast for so many, many days and had not moved. Even white ants were eating up his clothes, you know, all that. Anyway, what happened was this, huh?
But that's where you
first,
one day
so, and, you know, why I said all this is the scene. Then the scene where he's got realized and he has his first few followers and how he's giving them, what do you call them? Not discourse. Speaks to them of God, something, I don't know what you may call it. Tells them, or whatever. What is it called?
This
talk, not some, not some. Yes, it talks. Which, so they all standing where like this in plain clothes. I don't remember. Anyway, Buddha also. I don't remember what clothes. Anyway, the wall was so tall and so big. So the whole half of the life here and half his life here, and all every bit important things in his life that happened are painted on the wall, very different, separate like this, then again like this, then again like this. And at the far end, and there was a, what do you call it, altar. It was a huge, big altar. And on that very big, I think it must be life-size, I don't remember that now, not quite life-size, but it was shining, beautiful Buddha statue, very beautiful. And serenity, and very lovely. Then Baba told us about the statue, and then he must go out, he mustn't turn back. So Baba was to be alone there. And was a nice part of it was that we were alone in the temple. Other sightseeing people would come, but we were quite alone there. And so Baba was there, we would turn around to go out. And Baba joined us after 2 minutes or 1 minute. And then, of course, we went, then further on, then you have to leave the thing, the temple, you may call it, and then a little bit like this, ordinary grounds, you see, you know, just ordinary ground. But then you must know where to go, and then you go, and then you see a big, not a cave, what is it, in the dip, in the ground hole, and like that square, big. Then if you come near, then you see steps going down. So it will go very slowly down. It's so many, many years ago, and still it is there. It means how well it is done, that it's not new. It's all like much weather-beaten. Weather-beaten, we may call it, whatever. Anyway, underground. And underground there, Gautam Buddha's followers meditated, where there's no sound, computer translation, who were following Buddha. And so there were separate caves or something, room. Caves in the earth. It was not built such a way that was, at least that was what do you call this? Brick, not like that. It was just earthen things, caves. Just it was so well, this thing that they were beautifully done. And still, and in the middle, there was passages going this side, the room, room, like that. And this passage went to be on that side. So Baba showed us like this, and then we came walking Baba, and Baba nicely done that. And nobody knew us there, nobody on the road. It was so nice, everywhere was so nice till then. I think in 59 and 60, everything was nice. After that, everything started changing so fast, so much that, you know, population of explosion in how Bombay and Pune and everywhere, there are too many people. And so that's where so much, what would you call it, unemployment and there's much complication. So much that because of too many people, everything becomes expensive. But everybody wants that. So everybody, how can you, you know what I mean to say, to go around, it's not enough, so it's expensive. And that. Well, what about the middle class poor people? How, if salt is expensive, the oil is expensive, expensive more than what it was. And so what can they eat? Even red chilies, that is so much they use, that also is expensive. Expensive means, for us maybe it's not, for them it is.
It's very funny because it's so soon after Baba's been here that all of this overpopulation, so many people.
Yeah.
And when you, but when you refer to the time when you were with him, it's almost as if, it's like, you know, it's the beginning of another cycle, like when he talks about the avatar cycle, because everything was so simple, so few of you, just with Baba, he would arrange things so beautifully so you would see it just the way he wanted you to see it. You know, a few people in the, because now we can tell when we travel and things like this, we might have for a moment, say, in the Ellora Caves, we might have a moment when there's nobody else in there, but then hordes of people come in.
Oh.
And you just know, I mean, when you refer to the time when you were with Baba, he just had everything just so perfect.
Mm.
And just for himself and for his work and things like that. Mm. And afterwards, all of this, it's really, it makes you really know.
Were you
going to
say that from Sarnath you wore saris for one day? Or?
No, in Banaras, when we went to Banaras, Baba. Yeah, like this blue, like a little bit lighter than this blue. Lighter color than this blue. Common time. So, what did I say? Yes, Baba sent the men to buy some saris. Of course, yes, we know something about, and of course, they told the color and all that, and it has to be cotton. So, he brought nice saris, not fashion, just fashion means not bright, just this dull blue. With one simple border on it, means it's woven on it. It's, and so we were given a sari that we have to wear sari and been walking the tour. So Baba said, now tomorrow we go to the Ganges where the temples all are, we go through the town to see Banaras and all that. So we liked the idea. Baba told us to wear saris. Baba was so, what do you call it? Baba was so, what do you call it? So thoughtful. I can't get the word, maybe thoughtful. But we did not know at that time. But anyway, Baba made us wear sari, made us walk through the town here and then, walk fast also. Then we found out that we couldn't walk in the sari as fast as Baba wanted to us. And walking, you know, sari gets in your feet and on the ground, and long skirt and all that was not practical. So then when we came home, Baba asked us how we were, did we walk comfortably, was it okay? And then we said, no, Baba, we can't walk in sari at all. If you want to walk miles and miles, at least we could do some. And then we could manage because it was that much short walk. And it was different. But for miles, if you had to walk seriously, saris on, it was too much. And in the morning, to get up and wear your saris, wrap it around, too much. And then we said, no, Baba said, no, then you can wear any. Dress, and that is convenient for you.
Yeah.
So then we chose, we brought our slacks with us. So we brought our slacks and slacks and all that. Mm-hmm. It's a long story. Then one nice warm slack there was, I don't know how, where it came from, I don't know. It was very cold, I'm glad Baba gave it to me. But it was a very fine material, but warm, mm-hmm. Not thick and heavy. Very nice and warm. It was khaki color, it was not blue. It was a sort of thin, soft material, but it was slacks and warm. So nice, I got two and three. My legs got very cold. Everything got very cold. I'm so cold that I didn't know how to get warm. It's been walking in the sun, you know, and I had the hands walking like that. They were purple and swelling on her hand. They were swelling. Because we no fire to this thing, warm my hands all the time. It's cold. We couldn't die. Meru had to die Baba's bedding. And so we rolled it up and all that, pulled the strap somehow. It was so painful. But we put it loose and we sent for our heirs to come and do the rest of it. We couldn't do it. It needed man strength, you know. So heirs would pull the straps tight and then...
But you had sweaters and coats?
Oh, yes. We were. But till Banaras it was okay, a little bit further okay. But when we came to Moradabad, that is still more higher, means north. So Moradabad, there it was so very, very cold, so very, very cold. And poor Mani, I can't tell you, she's in very bad state when she's in period, you know. But she was all like this, and then Baba said, she can't walk, so she go in the train. So here we were again in the train, and nice food came, you know, in the train. We were enjoying nice food. And poor Mani looking at us, she couldn't eat, she couldn't drink, she couldn't do anything. It's a very bad state used to be. Anyway, then we got to Moradabad, there, the Tonga, and then 2 o'clock in the night, or 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, I didn't went to us, and got in the Tonga. It was so cold, don't forget the cold, it was so cold, very, very cold. We got in the Tonga also, the breeze, hot, cold breeze, whatever it is, cold breeze blowing everywhere, and Mani, poor thing, so half like, you know, what do we call it? Awful it was. And a poor thing, we would wrap her and get a blanket around her and try to make her warm and all that. At last we reached one place. It was there we had to get down. Nice, nice place it was. It's outside the town it was. A lovely field. And there's nice, very, very, very big room with 12 doors to it. 12 doors.
To one room?
Yeah. Can you imagine? Or more than 12. I don't know why it was there. We don't still know. It was 12 and one day we counted. Then, of course, it was a very nice place because it has a veranda and a porch going all around. Narrow porch going all around. Then at the end, there was like a nice terrace kind of thing, you know. It was downstairs, not upstairs, all down, but nice porch like that. There, Bandi put up Baba's, you know, thin tent. But that tent, you couldn't get warm in it. It was very fine material. What's her name? Elizabeth and Norina used to use it when they traveled while in the west side where they traveled in summertime. It was okay, but it was not meant for winter. Well, anyway, we managed the tent there outside and on that terrace there. Because there was no space in the Mandi. Baba didn't let us sleep with many people. Or one or two Mandi can be with them and all that. So Baba was there outside. And we were nice and warm in the room. It was not warm at all. It was cold, but we were inside a room. But Baba poor thing was outside, nothing. Baba, it was very cold. Anyway, then it's a long way. As soon as we got down this nice place, we were very happy. My nice room, nice place. We got a roof overhead, and we can stay here, and we're feeling quite happy with ourselves, you know. And then we have rest and wash our clothes, whatever we have to do, everything very nice and all that, comfortable. Very first, as soon as we arrived there, but as soon as we arrived, it was in Tonga, in the night time, 2 o'clock, night, and we were traveling from the station, all cold, we came here, that we think now it's a nice room, we'll go to and make money, rest. No, when we came to the room, there was all water on the floor. Water, they didn't wash it 2 days before that, just a day before that, maybe. Before we came that afternoon, they washed it, you know, by the evening they must have. And they didn't have enough dry cloth to dry it or what? Puddles here, because the flooring was not even. The wet here, wet puddle, a little bit here, a little bit here. The whole thing is done, but a little bit more water. But Maharaj, myself, man, this cold. And how is Mani going to keep warm with this water on the floor? But we call Baba, what is this? We can't see. If we get ill, then Mani is more ill. Baba said, wait, we call the Mandi. So we all stood outside, you know, and the Mandi came. I don't know what all they did. Made the thing. Keep the doors open. Everything was so cold, and we keep the doors open, and you know, we were shivering. Then the doors, they were, it was terrific. And poor Mani, I don't know what happened to her head. So then, at last, then we made some kind of bedding in one corner. We found the bed dry and nice. Money will lie down. Please never mind about us and so on. So that's how it was. But when we got up in the morning, then we were Gavin, myself, and Meru, and we got down the steps, nice steps, 2, 3, 4. And it's higher. The house was just like this high. And so we got down there. Oh, how nice it is. All feeling. Nobody around here. And so we make a little bit fire and make hot water. And so we store, like a store or something, and put the thing on it. A Brahmin came along, you know, Brahmin, marks here, the sacred thread here. I don't know how, what he was wearing at all. I don't know if he was wearing anything at all. That I don't know. He must be used to that winter. Otherwise, what they do, no? They mustard oil. They rub the skin with mustard oil. Wholesale. They have malice. Malice means massaging. There seems another person can do it for them, you know. And so that keeps them warm. Grease and mustard oil, whatever it must be. Who wants to see what? Why?